The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Variety Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericavariety.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management. Good morning. Welcome to Age-Wise Living with Barbara Friesner. Barbara is here to keep you educated on elder care issues. She will give you the information you need to help your aging loved one and yourself. Now, here is your host, Barbara Friesner.
Good morning and welcome to Age-Wise Living, and thank you all so much for joining us today. I'm your host, Barbara Friesner, and my company is Age-Wise Living, and I'm a generational coach. And as a generational coach, I help family members work together to figure out the core problem of their elder care issues, and then together figure out what is the right solution, and then together work with their parents so they can all work together to confront the issues and not each other. And I work with the family members, never the senior, but since all generational coaching is by phone, I can work with family members all over the country. We all work on conference calls, and it's great, people calling in from all over. And by the way, if you're struggling with an elder care issue, why not give me a call at 877-AGE-WISE for a free Get Acquainted conversation and tell me what's going on and see how I can help you resolve your elder care issues by choice, not crisis, which is unfortunately usually what happens. People wait for the crisis, and then they've got lots fewer choices. In addition to generational coaching, I am also an adjunct professor at Cornell University, where I teach senior housing management. I write a free weekly newsletter with lots of great articles about issues affecting seniors and their families. And I write a monthly column for the National Association of Baby Boomer Women and a monthly column for Caregiving in America, which is a monthly national magazine. It's a brand new magazine. It's very exciting. And I'm also the creator of the Ultimate Caregiver Success System. And you can find out all about that on the shop page of my website, which is agewiseliving.com. And because my mother's dementia, dementia is a particular passion of mine. So I created a CD called Is It Simple Forgetfulness or the Real Thing? And you can find that on the shop page of my website too, which again is agewiseliving.com. By the way, I also want to mention that in a couple of weeks I'm going to be doing a program on dementia. And I don't have the exact date yet, but keep checking back to Voice America, to the Variety Channel, right where you are, because in a couple of weeks I will be doing a whole program on dementia and what it is and what it isn't and other causes of forgetfulness and how to help someone with dementia and all kinds of stuff. So it'll be a great program. And to help people avoid problems before they happen, I also do speeches and workshops all over the country. In fact, next week I head off to Dallas, where I will be speaking at the Employee Assistance Professionals Association World Conference. And, World Conference, when they said World Conference, I thought, oh, where is it going to be? Paris, Rome, London, Prague. It's in Dallas. So I will be heading off to Dallas. And I have this show, Age-Wise Living, because it is my mission to help family members help their aging loved ones resolve their elder care issues, again, by choice and not by crisis, because a crisis makes everything so much more difficult. However, a crisis is a terrible thing to waste, so I also work with people who are in a crisis. Now, everybody knows that people are living a lot longer and are going to live even longer in the future. In the 1920s, the average American lifespan was 54 years old, and that's men and women. So, and actually back then, it was like a year difference between the two. Now, in 2009, the average American lifespan is 83. And according to the Census Bureau, in 15 years, more than 1 million Americans will live to 102. And all you have to do is look at all the centenarians that Willard Scott acknowledges on the Today Show. Remember in the beginning when he first started doing that, it was like there was one and everybody went, ooh, ah. And now you just can't keep up with them because there are so many of them. However, we think about living to 102. I think you would all agree with me, certainly in my opinion, the only way I want to live that long is if I'm happy and healthy, both mentally and physically. And that's why I'm so delighted to have with us today Lily Sarafan, who is going to give us some tips about how we and our aging parents can do just that, live a happy, healthy life for however many years we have. So, hi, Lily. Welcome.
Thank you so much. Good morning, Barbara.
Good morning. And let me tell the audience a little bit about your background. Lily Sarafan, is that Sarafan or Sarafan?
Sarafan is just fine.
Sarafan, excellent. Okay, I want to make sure I'm getting it right. Lily Sarafan is co-author of Happy to 102, The Best Kept Secrets to a Long and Happy Life. She is also Chief Operating Officer of Home Care Assistance. They are providers of in-home care for seniors. Lily earned her master's and bachelor degrees from Stanford University. And she serves on the board of Stanford Professional Women, as well as advisory committees for various nonprofit organizations in the San Francisco Bay Area. And Lily's interests include healthy longevity, international travel, and all things culinary. So with that, again, welcome, Lily. I'm delighted to have you with us today.
Oh, it's wonderful to be here.
And I have to say that I loved your book, Happy to 102, The Best Kept Secret to a Long and Happy Life. I really did. And I think that not only did a lot of really good information in it, but it was also very easy to read and very easy to use. So, well done.
Thank you so much. No, I appreciate it. Definitely the point was to make sure that it was accessible and user-friendly, just like you said.
Yep, and it is absolutely that. And in the book, you use a term that I thought was very interesting. You use the term healthy longevity. And, you know, and I sort of laughed when I was reading it, and I, you know, just thinking about it, because I have to say, everybody told me that when I got older, certain things were going to go. You know, you're going to lose your eyesight, or it's going to get worse, or your hearing, or your teeth. I got to tell you, I got things falling apart, body parts I didn't even know I had. See, this is, I mean, you know, you talk about healthy longevity, and it's like, my God, nobody talked about any of this stuff. So what is healthy longevity? What exactly does that mean?
That's a great question. You know, I think that if you looked at either of the two words, you're really only looking at part of the solution. Health, unfortunately, these days really has an immediate gratification connotation to it. It's what can I do to look and feel healthy right now? Longevity, you know, we have all the longevity institutes around the world. They also only tell part of the picture because they relate only to lifespan. What we really want to do is combine lifespan and health span. What is it that you can do right now to maximize your potential at any age and to make sure that if you are going to live into your 8th, 9th, and 10th decades, that you're doing so in the healthiest, happiest way possible?
Yeah, and that's really the most important thing. And I think really one of the things that again, about your book that I really liked was the idea that it doesn't just talk about living a long life or just talking about living a healthy life, but it really combines the two because one of my, and I'm getting out my soapbox right now, but one of my total things that makes me crazy is when there are people who will, doctors and various areas where they just, the idea is to keep the person alive as long as possible, but without really a healthy life, you know, without a life of, you know, doing things and being involved. And I think that that's so important. But off my soapbox for a second. In your book, Happy to 102, you use five key elements that increases healthy longevity. And what are they? How do they increase healthy longevity, I guess, is the question.
Sure. Well, I think it's really important for people to know that your lifespan, first of all, is something that you can control. I think people have the mistaken belief that how long you live and how healthy you live is simply determined by your genetics. And longevity researchers throughout the world have determined that only one-third of the enviable lifestyle and health of, you know, those folks that you see who look great at age 100 has to do with genetics, which means two-thirds have to do with lifestyle factors. And I think it's really empowering to know just how much influence we can have over our own life and health span. And so what we've done is take those lifestyle factors, you know, the two-thirds that you can impact, and we've broken them down into five key areas, which are healthy diet, physical activity, social ties, mental stimulation, and sense of purpose. Those are the five areas that we've included tips and other information on that people can influence as early as tomorrow to start living that long, happy, healthy life.
Yeah, and I think that one of the things that's important is that we talk about eating well and exercising, and certainly those are important. But you mentioned three others, and that was had to do with mental.
That's right, mental stimulation.
And mental stimulation was one of them. What were the other two?
The other two were social ties and sense of purpose.
Exactly. Those three, I think, are so key because they really keep you active mentally.
That's exactly right. And I think that people know that exercising their body is important. I mean, this is a message that's already gone out there. Maybe people are doing activity that's too strenuous, maybe not exercising enough in their older years, but I think the general public knows that there are things within your diet and within your exercise routine that can make a difference to your longevity and your health. Mental stimulation, like you just mentioned, it's a lot less discussed, it's a lot less known, and I don't think that people know that with some very simple mentally stimulating activities that will be right for you at any age, you can actually improve cognitive function.
We have to take a quick break, and we're going to stop right here. This is Barbara Friesner, and you're listening to AgeWise Living, and our guest is Lily Serafin. And we come back, we're going to be talking about what are some of those ways to increase the mental stimulation. And to get more information about Lily and about her book, Happy to 102, please go to homecareassistance.com. Again, that's homecareassistance.com, and we'll be right back.
The Internet's number one talk station. Number one talk station. VoiceAmerica.com.
Are you struggling with caregiving responsibilities for your parents, in-laws, or other aging loved ones? Are you in an elder care power struggle with your siblings? Are you struggling to balance work and elder care and feeling you're losing control of both? Are elder care issues such as driving, finances, or maintaining their home costing you time, money, relationships, and peace of mind? Wanting to help an aging loved one is one of the most loving and compassionate things you can do. However, your help may not always be appreciated or well received, leaving you tired, frustrated, and overwhelmed. If this sounds like what you're going through, you're not alone. I'm Barbara Friesner, and I'm a generational coach, and I'm here to help you. To get started, just call me toll-free for a complimentary Get Acquainted conversation at 877-AGE-WISE. That's 877-AGE-WISE. Or go to my website, agewiseliving.com. That's agewiseliving.com to resolve your elder care issues by choice, not crisis. Call 877-AGE-WISE.
Go behind the scenes of what you see, hear, and read on the news. Learn the ins and outs of public relations on Stars of PR with Cindy R. every Thursday at 7 a.m. Pacific Time. Cindy Rakowitz is a Clio Award winner and founder of Rock and Roll Public Relations, who wants to share her PR experiences and knowledge with you. Learn how to handle a crisis, deal with celebrities, and become a terrific PR executive. Listen to the Stars of PR with Cindy R. every Thursday at 7 a.m. Pacific Time here on News Talk Radio, VoiceAmerica.com.
Amanda, age 3. Tyler, age 8. Marissa, age 4 and a half.
We could tell you just how many child abductions last year led to Amber Alerts, but this isn't about cold statistics. It's about saving kids.
Shaniqua, age 14.
To get free Amber Alerts on your cell phone, go to wirelessamberalerts.org. When an alert is issued in your area, you'll receive it as a free text message. Wirelessamberalerts.org. A child is calling for help. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Stimulating talk.
It gets those synapses in the brain inspired really fast.
All the time. The number one internet talk station where your opinion counts. VoiceAmerica.com.
You are listening to Agewise Living with Barbara Friesner. If you have a question for Barbara, a comment or problem you wish to discuss on today's program, call in now at 1-866-472-5788. That's toll-free 1-866-472-5788. Or send an email to Barbara at agewiseliving.com. Now back to our program.
Welcome back to Agewise Living. I'm Barbara Friesner, and today we're talking to Lori Sarafin, and she's giving us tips on how to live happily and a happy, healthy life to 102. And by the way, to get more information about Lori, please go to her website, which is Home Care Assistance. That's Home, H-O-M-E, Care, C-A-R-E, Assistance, A-S-S-I-S-T-A-N-C-E.com. HomeCareAssistance.com. And before we went on break, Lori, and before I so rudely cut you off, we were talking about the five key elements that to increase healthy longevity. And you mentioned exercise and diet, and I think people pretty much know what those are. But I wanted to get a couple of examples. First of all, for mental stimulation, what are some examples of that and how that increases healthy longevity?
Perfect. And so with the mentally stimulating activities, it can be doing crossword puzzles, Sudoku, recalling the events of the day, even just memorizing phone numbers or scenes that you've witnessed, you know, throughout the week, reading, anything that you engage your brain with. Not only is it good for your sense of purpose and feeling engaged at the moment, but it also actually improves cognitive function in the left and right hemispheres of the brain. So it's one of the surest ways to either escape the onset of dementia or to delay it, and I know that that's something that everyone's interested in doing.
Absolutely, and one of the things I'll be talking about when I do the show on dementia is that we continue to make connections in our brain for forever. And so every time we read a book and we look at those words, again, there are more additional, renewed connections in your brain. So the more of those things you do, the more connections you have. So if one gets lost, you still have another one. So that is just so important.
That's right. And the brain does shrink a little bit over time, but there's so much we can do to combat it. We shouldn't just take it as is. We should do what we can to compensate for any shrinking in the brain by doing word of the day and doing crossword puzzles. Even if someone already has early stage Alzheimer's, you can slow down the progression of the disease with mentally stimulating activities.
Yeah, or any form of dementia. Absolutely. Now, the second one that you mentioned was sense of purpose, and what exactly is that?
So the sense of purpose, it's obviously a little bit of a fuzzy topic because it's going to depend on each person, but whether it has to do with your faith, your family, your community, having something that you look forward to doing each day, that positive outlook not only makes you a more cheerful person and probably reduces the social isolation that some seniors experience, it also actually helps you live longer.
Yeah, and it's such an important thing is to have a reason to get out of bed every morning.
That's right, and anything that you can do, any activity that combines some of these key factors is a good activity. For instance, playing bridge. It's a perfect combination of your social ties and your mental stimulation. So why don't you get both out of the way with a fun game of bridge?
There you go. That's great. And also, it's you mentioned the social thing, because I do Sudoku and crossword puzzles and things like that, but it's not an interaction. It's not with other people, and I think that's really important, too, because I see my whole attitude change when I'm out in public. I'm so much more cheerful.
Well, that's right, and I think, you know, one of the reasons that we were so inspired by the project of putting this book together is because we're in a situation where we're seeing the impact of having caregivers, whether they're professional or family caregivers, spending time with seniors. That social interaction makes all the difference in the world.
Yeah, and also I think that also goes with having caregivers when you have somebody who comes in and stays with your mom for 8 hours or whatever, is to make sure that they do more than babysit in front of the television, and, you know, they're more than just there to make sure you don't fall down. They're actually there to do mental stimulation and talk. And
that's right.
One of the things, we had somebody for my grandmother. She lived in her house until she died, and we had caregivers, 24-hour caregivers. And in the beginning, and I had to change everybody out because in the beginning they were basically babysitters, and it just made me crazy. And they'd send out the laundry, or they'd send out, you know, call the grocery store to have them deliver things instead of having my grandmother do that stuff with them and talk about it and be a part of it and be active and that sort of thing. So I just think that's so important.
That's right. And, you know, unfortunately, that really is the status quo in caregiving. I mean, it is an important element to monitor a client's safety, but it's such a small part of the solution. It's one of the reasons that, you know, our book is based on the caregiver training that we do through Home Care Assistant, which is making sure that caregivers understand about increasing omega-3s, doing mentally stimulating activities, taking a walk around the block, because that physical activity actually impacts the memory region of the brain. We need to make sure that all caregivers know this stuff.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That is so important. Now, the third one that you said was social ties, and how are social ties different from sense of purpose?
So sense of purpose doesn't necessarily have to do with your interaction for others. It means waking up each day and resolving to have a good day. Whether you have chronic frailty or any other ailments, you're going to keep the positive outlook that it takes to keep yourself in check and give yourself the motivation to have a healthy diet and to sit down and do a Sudoku puzzle and make the effort. Social ties really has to do with your interaction with others, whether it's volunteering, participating in arts and crafts, joining a bridge club, having a caregiver. It means having at least an hour of engaged conversation with another person each day.
Now, does it have to be in person?
It doesn't necessarily have to be in person. No, it could definitely be done via phone. You can talk to a friend, you know, have a pen pal and call one another. You can definitely do it that way. As long as there isn't social isolation in person, you know, happening overall. If someone really is alone at home, it is important to have some in-person contact. But that could be in combination with other forms of social interaction.
Okay, fascinating. Really interesting and so important. Now, in the book, one of the things that you did is that you looked at the Okinawa region of Japan as an inspiration for and in fact evidence for the book. And I had heard this before, that there was a study done looking at the people of Okinawa. And can you tell us why is that? How did you choose them?
Sure. Well, Okinawa is home to the longest living and, more important, healthiest people on Earth. It's part of those few regions around the world where Alzheimer's, cancer, heart disease, I mean, all these things that we may consider age-related diseases here in the United States, they simply don't exist. So if you're going to mimic someone, you want to mimic the very best. And because the Okinawan region of Japan, you know, has so many healthy centenarians, and because there is a decade-long study, the Okinawa Centenarian Study, which outlines the lifestyle factors that contributed to that health, we really chose it as inspiration for the book because we, as the co-authors, were personally inspired by the Okinawans.
And what were the things that they did?
Well, the Okinawans basically have specific lifestyle factors in the areas that we've outlined here. Social interaction with family is an important part of the lifestyle. For the healthy diet, increasing the omega-3s, eating walnuts, blueberries, salmon, you know, all the things that we know are good for us actually contributes to their lifespan. Not just losing weight and looking good right now, but the way we should think about things is what will contribute to my long-term health and happiness. And the Okinawans have an entire lifestyle based around just that. They also, from a very young age, have a proverb about eating until you're 80% full. And while that may not apply to someone in their 80s or 90s who's losing their appetite, it certainly applies to younger generations, because what we tend to do is over-metabolize our systems by eating and eating and wearing ourselves out. And in Okinawa, they say you eat until you're 80% full. That also has contributed to the long life. Green tea, antioxidants, doing at least 30 minutes of routine activity that's physical every day at any age, and something that's really important. In Okinawa, there's absolutely no word for retirement. There's no concept of hitting a certain age and then stopping your activity altogether. You basically keep going just until you can.
Wow, that is interesting. I didn't realize that. And one of the things I want to mention, you mentioned green tea, and also green tea is also good for to help with osteoporosis or to prevent it. So a lot of good uses for it, and I bought it. I haven't started using it yet, and it's not doing me any good in the cabinet. I totally accept that. Another reason to pull it out is to have a longer and healthier life.
That's right.
Now the Okinawan thing, you mentioned only one third of the factors is the genetics, but is it because they all live on an island and they are, you know, they all have relatively the same genetics and that sort of thing? Does that have an impact?
Well, the researchers have really found, even in Okinawa, that it's only based one third on genetics. And what's fascinating, as you see around the world, is some of these spots of incredible health. Once you have the Western influences coming in, a little bit more of a sedentary lifestyle, some fast food chains appearing in, whether it's the Nicoya Peninsula of Costa Rica, the areas of the Mediterranean, you see that lifespan and health span start to change. And so that's one of the best illustrations of how important these lifestyle factors are, because even these groups that, you know, supposedly have these robust genetics, even they are prone to changing their lifespan and health span the minute some unhealthy habits enter into play.
Yeah, interesting. Fascinating. I'll tell you what, we're going to take a break. This is Barbara Friesner, and you're listening to AgeWise Living, and you are listening to Lily Sarafan. And when we come back, she's going to be answering lots more questions about how to live happy to 102. I want to remind you that to get more information about Lily and her company and her book, which is Happy to 102, The Best Kept Secrets to a Long and Happy Life, please go to Home Care Assistance, ASSISTANCE, homecareassistance.com. I also want to remind you that to get your free copy of My Legal and Financial Organizer, which is such a helpful thing to get all of your legal stuff, all your financial stuff for you, for your loved one and for yourself, all you have to do is to go to agewiseliving.com, and there's a button that says had to get it, and just click on that. And again, that's agewiseliving.com, and I would be happy to send one out to you. And with that, we're going to take a break, and we will be right back.
Are you struggling with caregiving responsibilities for your parents, in-laws, or other aging loved ones? Are you in an elder care power struggle with your siblings? Are you struggling to balance work and elder care and feeling you're losing control of both? Are elder care issues such as driving, finances, or maintaining their home costing you time, money, relationships, and peace of mind? Wanting to help an aging loved one is one of the most loving and compassionate things you can do. However, your help may not always be appreciated or well received, leaving you tired, frustrated, and overwhelmed. If this sounds like what you're going through, you're not alone. I'm Barbara Friesner, and I'm a generational coach, and I'm here to help you. To get started, just call me toll-free for a complimentary Get Acquainted conversation at 877-AGE-WISE. That's 877-AGE-WISE. Or go to my website, agewiseliving.com. That's agewiseliving.com, to resolve your elder care issues by choice, not crisis. Call 877-AGE-WISE.
If you want to put the pep back in your step, Chad Lafferty has just what you're looking for. Dance is life. Life is dance.
It's only about dance.
It's about moving through life with style, gaining awareness of the never-ending, ever-flowing movement that accompanies all of life's activities. You know we don't stop when the wheels are. Dance is Life. Life is Dance, broadcast every Saturday morning at 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 p.m. Eastern, on the Voice America Radio Network. Be sure to tune in and tap into the limitless healing that dance can provide.
Can't stop now.
Think of the world 50 years ago. Now think of this same world and how it'll be 50 years from now. Did you know that if the world's population continues to grow at its current rate, our children and grandchildren will only have 25% of the resources per capita that our parents and grandparents had? We must preserve the foundation of a quality standard of living. That foundation starts with Go Green Radio. Join your host, Jill Buck, for Go Green Radio every Friday at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Voice America. Streaming live, the leader in Internet talk radio, VoiceAmerica.com.
You are listening to AgeWise Living with Barbara Friesner. You have a question for Barbara, a comment or problem you wish to discuss on today's program. Call in now at 1-866-472-5788. That's toll-free, 1-866-472-5788. Or send an email to Barbara at agewiseliving.com. Now back to our program.
Hi, welcome back to AgeWise Living, and I'm Barbara Friesner. And today we're having a fascinating conversation with Lily Sarafin. We're talking about longevity and healthy eating and basically how to live a happy life until 102, which also happens to be the name of a book. Again, to get more information about Lily, and also, by the way, to get more information about the book, just go to homecareassistance.com. Again, that's homecareassistance.com. So, Lily, another question for you. One of the things that the book talks about is that aging is not a medical event. And as I said earlier, it certainly seems like every time I hit another medical event, I feel like I'm aging. But that aging is not a medical event. What does that mean?
Well, I think that we as a society have really internalized that if a newborn needs assistance, is a little bit helpless, maybe needs some help with food and with dressing, that seems completely natural, and they should be in a natural home environment and cared for by loved ones or by, you know, professionals, like childcare professionals. On the other hand, when we think about seniors and aging, for some reason, it conjures up images of skilled nursing facilities and hospitals and doctors, and we assume that if someone in their 70s, 80s, 90s is frail, that it's going to require medical attention. And what we're saying throughout the book is that this doesn't have to be the case. The word independence is probably a little overrated. We call it interdependence. There's a community of case managers, social workers, you know, people like yourself, caregivers, you know, this entire community that's there to help seniors, you know, live in the comfort of home and live a natural life that they can enjoy, that's familiar to them, and it doesn't have to be medical. In fact, the vast, vast majority of American seniors can live at home through end of life with the incredible resources that are available in all of our communities.
Yeah, and I agree. I think that that's very important. I think that there are, given that they have the social network, and I think that's also a very important aspect of it, that they do have that social network, because I think that's so important, because many times I will say that in an assisted living kind of situation where there is the mental stimulation and there is assisted living, but where that is not necessary, given if they have the kind of social structure and if they have the sense of purpose and the social ties and the mental stimulation, which I just feel so strongly about, it's not just, you know, babysitting, that it is it's something that not only can be done, but in more and more cases it is completely available to you. And one of the things that I just saw your book, and before I even knew that I was going to ask you, it was because I saw the book that I did ask you. One of the things that
I marked off is that paragraph you said that for seniors to receive the care they deserve, their children need to avoid any disparity in the value they place on life of their parents as compared with the life of their children.
Right.
Most parents want only the best for their kids. Seeking
right.
out the cheapest babysitter or the cheapest college for their son or daughter doesn't even enter their mind. By contrast, when it comes to senior care, finding the least expensive solution sometimes becomes a family focus. And families often believe that the most cost-effective solution is the best solution. And finances are absolutely an issue more today than ever before. But that doesn't mean that it should not be looked at.
That's exactly right. And, you know, it's not necessarily the adult children's fault. As a society, all of our consumer reports, you know, point to what's the cheapest or the most cost-effective solution for seniors. And if, you know, we don't think that way about our children, we should similarly, you know, think about maybe a little bit of a paradigm shift for our parents.
Yeah, and absolutely, this is not about the children. You know, here we all are in a situation where we are stretched financially, so it is a matter of finding not the least expensive nor the most expensive, but the right.
Exactly.
The right situation that is going to make it a healthier life. And once you have that healthier life, then you're not going to have as many medical bills and as many other things as you need
That's
to
right.
do once they have a better way of life.
And sometimes the least expensive solution, you know, tends to be more expensive over time for the reasons that you mentioned. If it's not a reliable service, you know, you're going to have to take more time off of work, you know, more chances of falls and other issues that will increase those medical bills, exactly like you mentioned. So you're really looking for whatever is the most effective solution, and there are so many resources in every community around the country to help you with that.
Where would they go? I'm sort of where would people go? What would be the first step to look at the best kinds of solutions for their loved ones?
Well, I think that the local senior centers and case managers are a wonderful community to start having these sorts of discussions with. The area on aging services that are available through most local governments. And, of course, you know, home care assistance is here as a resource if people want to call, you know, no obligation, of course, and just speak with someone about possibly professional in-home care.
Great. Okay. And that and the, you know, the Internet is a wonderful resource, and the local area Department of the Aging and that sort of thing has a lot of resources and a lot of places for people to go as well. So
That's exactly right. And not only that, most local government websites under their senior services section have these great sort of PDFs on questions to ask a home care agency, because people who are first getting involved may not know, you know, how important it is to make sure that the agency is bonded, is insured, is on call 24 hours a day, that the caregivers are employees and not just contractors, et cetera.
Yeah, and that they're and thinking in terms of, are they going to just simply come? Do they come and sit and do nothing, which there are many who do, or are they going to come and really connect with my mom and make sure that there's talking going on and we're doing more than just you know, spending 8 hours in silence?
Absolutely.
So something that's so important to do, and I can't stress that enough. Now, one of the things in your book that you give some very specific tips, as I mentioned earlier, one of my really passions because of my mother who had dementia, and I was her caregiver for 17 years, and the last 10 years the dementia was really very severe, was that she had dementia was something that just the progression just seemed inevitable as time went on. She did not have Alzheimer's, and it was just, but it was sort of this sense from the people that I would talk to that, well, she has it, so, you know, it's just going to get worse, and, you know, so never mind. And in the book, you give some specific tips that about how to specifically delay the onset of dementia or even the Alzheimer's form of dementia or other chronic illnesses. So I would love if you would share a couple of those tips with us.
Sure. And what's really exciting, since this is an area that so many people are interested in, is that each of those five areas I mentioned before, there's almost a few tips in every area that you can use to delay the onset of dementia. And the healthy diet, something that we haven't talked about, is there are so many studies that show that people who consume higher levels of vitamin A and other antioxidants have substantially decreased levels of dementia. And so there are things you can do within your diet through antioxidants. In physical activity, basically keeping up a routine physical activity, even if it's not strenuous, but it's just a little bit challenging for your age group, also impacts the memory region of the brain. And this was an incredible breakthrough, and a lot of the science journals came out in 2008 that showed that physical activity not only helps you lose weight and look good, but it can help you escape or delay the onset of dementia because it actually impacts your brain. In mental stimulation, it's probably the most obvious category, doing those puzzles and maybe even doing a sketch of something that you saw earlier in the day, something that helps to engage the brain, that's also going to help delay the onset of dementia. So you don't have to start all at once. Pick one of the categories and do a few of the tips for a longer and happier life.
Absolutely, and the idea with dementia that oftentimes happens in dementia basically is forgetfulness, and one of the things that happens is as people get older and they get more sedentary, they don't get out and do the exercise, and I don't mean doing a marathon, I mean just walking around the block. And one of the things that you also mentioned in the book, they were talking about how quick the spiral happens, that you can't go out and drive,
right.
And then so you don't get the food that you need, or if you walk to the store and you can't carry as much as you used to, then you get, you know, then you eat less healthy things, you buy lighter instead of healthy.
That's,
you know,
exactly
those kinds
right.
of things.
And I think a lot of people assume that when their parents or their aging loved ones aren't walking as much, aren't engaged as much, that it must only have to do with muscle loss or balance problems. And it could really be anything, and that's why you have to understand what the problem is. In some cases, it could be a fear of falling. The fear of falling is huge, and it should be, because it's a leading cause of death for people over 65 and specifically over 85. And you can address those by having a caregiver there when they're walking, making sure they're wearing sturdy shoes, really making the situation as safe and comfortable as possible. And that spiral effect is so important, because if they do fall and they're hospitalized, you know, the time spent in the hospital also contributes to additional muscle loss, which makes recovery so much more difficult when they come out. So it's so important to keep that domino effect from happening by addressing all of these issues up front.
Absolutely, and starting now, I mean, starting today and finding something that you like, and okay, so you walk for 15 minutes or you walk from here to there instead of taking the car or whatever.
Exactly.
Just getting into those kinds of patterns, because really that's what it is. It's a pattern and a habit. So I'll tell you what we're going to do. We're going to stop again right here for another short break. This is Barbara Friesner, and you are listening to AgeWise Living. And today our guest is Lily Serafin, and when we come back, she's going to be answering more questions about how to live happy to 102. And to get more information about Lily, I remind you to go to her website, which is homecareassistance.com, homecareassistance.com. And while you're there, there's a button you can push to look at the book, Happy to 102, The Best Kept Secrets to a Long and Healthy Life, Long and Happy Life, and a Healthy Life. So I really urge you to take a look at that, too. And I want to remind you again that to get your free copy of my Legal and Financial Organizer, all you have to do is go to my website, which is agewiseliving.com, and just click on the button and that's on every page, and that will allow you to get it sent to you for free. So again, that's agewiseliving.com, and with that, we are going to take a break.
News. Opinion.
Can you hear me?
Your voice counts. Call toll-free 1-866-472-5787. 1-866-472-5787. VoiceAmerica.com.
Why is Pepsi cooler than Coke? Why are iPods so popular? in 2005, how can you launch a successful brand? Want to know? Learn about the fascinating and intriguing world of graphic design and branding on Design Matters with Debbie Millman. Every Friday at 12 Pacific Standard Time, Debbie Millman will provide you with a provocative look into the stimulating world of design as it intersects with contemporary culture. Hear what the experts have to say about creating, maintaining, and launching a brand in today's challenging marketplace. Join us every Friday at 12 Pacific Standard Time for Design Matters with Debbie Millman, right here on the Bottom Line in Business Talk, Voice America Business.
Are you struggling with caregiving responsibilities for your parents, in-laws, or other aging loved ones? Are you in an elder care power struggle with your siblings? Are you struggling to balance work and elder care and feeling you're losing control of both? Are elder care issues such as driving, finances, or maintaining their home costing you time, money, relationships, and peace of mind? Wanting to help an aging loved one is one of the most loving and compassionate things you can do. However, your help may not always be appreciated or well received, leaving you tired, frustrated, and overwhelmed. If this sounds like what you're going through, you're not alone. I'm Barbara Friesner, and I'm a generational coach, and I'm here to help you. To get started, just call me toll-free for a complimentary Get Acquainted conversation at 877-AGE-WISE. That's 877-AGE-WISE. Or go to my website, agewiseliving.com. That's agewiseliving.com to resolve your elder care issues by choice, not crisis. Call 877-AGE-WISE.
How many of us haven't felt ripped off at one time or another?
Don't you wish you had someplace to tune in for the answers? Join Jennifer Litwin every week on The Shop Cop. She'll take the time to explain real value and keep you away from the fraud that's out there in the shopping world. Jennifer has become the shopper's advocate, which means she can get you on the right track. Her guests are a who's who in the retail world. Don't get caught making a mistake in this down economy. Jennifer Litwin is here to help. The Shop Cop, live Thursdays at 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific, on the Voice America Variety Channel.
The Internet's number one talk station. Number one talk station. VoiceAmerica.com.
You are listening to AgeWise Living with Barbara Friesner. If you have a question for Barbara, a comment or problem you wish to discuss on today's program, call in now at 1-866-472-5788. That's toll-free, 1-866-472-5788. Or send an email to Barbara at agewiseliving.com. Now back to our program.
Wise Living. I'm Barbara Friesner, and today we are talking with Lily Sarafin, and she's giving us tips on how to live a happy life until 102 years old, and or more even. But as I said earlier, the only way I want to live that long is if I'm living in a happy, healthy, both mentally and physical way. And so that's why I'm so delighted to have you on the show, Lily, because I think that really is the key, is being happy and being really healthy. And one of the things that you mentioned earlier, and I forgot to mention, we went on and I didn't go back to it, but you talked about something called, that you have a caregiver training system called Balanced Care Method. And I had never heard of that before. So what is it?
So the Balanced Care Method was in many ways the overall inspiration for writing Happy to 102. Through home care assistance, we provide caregivers to seniors throughout North America, and while we had training in place, we didn't have a formal program that went through all of these lifestyle factors that we've talked about here on the show. So we think if there are things you can do in your 70s or 80s with your diet, physical activity, mental stimulation, etc., we can't expect that every senior is going to want to do this on their own or have the capacity to do it by themselves. So what we did was create a caregiver training program for home care assistants so that our caregivers will make sure to incorporate all of these lifestyle factors into their clients' lives and homes once they're providing care. So the Balanced Care Method is something that all home care assistants, caregivers are trained in, and they really put to practice all the wisdom, you know, of the Okinawans and all of the accessible tips in Happy to 102.
Okay, so all the things that we've been talking about, all of the things that are in the book. And one of the things that you mentioned, you know, training the caregivers, because I think that's really key, because so often when looking for a caregiver, the biggest issue is do they have reliable transportation, you know, and will they show up and you know, can they cook and things like that. And we look at so many of the technical kinds of aspects when we're looking at bringing people in, and I think this is so key for people who are looking for caregivers, whether your company, you know, the company that you're talking to has employs this method or not, but really having them, and if not, maybe they should tell them to buy your book. But so often what happens is they look at the technical things and they don't look at the mental and emotional things that are also so important, because people are going to feel so much better if they, if their loved one is well cared for. The loved one's going to feel so much better, and the family member's going to feel so much better because they're seeing their loved one really thriving in this kind of environment. Because there's so much guilt that comes with having them be, you know, having a caregiver instead of you doing it yourself or whatever.
Sure, and I think that we can really help to eliminate some of that guilt by providing care that meets a higher standard. And if you know that there's a professional caregiver who's trained in all of these areas and can provide assistance in ways even better than you can, it means that you're free to have that quality relationship with your parents that has to do with being their son or daughter versus being their caregiver. And I think it really is, you know, sort of the best of both worlds.
Yeah, and I think that really is key. I think that is such an important thing that so often we family members, and I know this for myself, because I've been a care manager for more than 25 years, that you get so caught up in the caregiving, you know, the, again, the technical aspects of it, that you really forget, this is mom. This is the last bit of time I'm going to have with her. This is dad. You know, I want to have this time before they leave. And so it's important to really, you know, be able to hire somebody else, if possible, to come in and do some of the work so that you can have that kind of relationship with them, because we forget to do that.
That's right. Certainly.
And that really is a very sad thing. Now, if you could give everyone one major tip for living, you know, you wrote the book, but one major tip for living that a longer and healthier life, what would that be?
You know, I'd say I'd have to split it into two, but make it really accessible. It would be to incorporate the 7 superfoods into your diet on a regular basis, and to do mentally stimulating activities at least 3 days a week, sitting in bed, doing a Sudoku or crossword puzzle before you go to bed. Over the long term, these two things are going to have an enormous impact on your lifespan and on your health span.
Well, I guess I have to look at the food thing. I do Sudoku every opportunity I get, and I've got them all over the house, and especially in the bathroom. But I've often wondered, gee, I wonder if this is helping, because, you know, and then I tell myself, well, I don't care, this is so much fun. But so I'm delighted to hear that part of it. But I guess the eating part, I guess I have to do a better job with, because I know that you love all things culinary, but I don't. For me, it's you eat because you have to, and I don't care one way or the other. Is there some way of, is there an easy way of doing it? I guess I should just look at your book and...
Well, you can start small, even if it's just sprinkling flaxseed, you know, over your cereal or in your shake, which you can barely taste. You know, that's a good start. Maybe, you know, a carrot a day, replacing chips with some almonds and walnuts. It can be some very small changes. But over the long term, you can basically keep in mind that if it's good for your heart, it's probably good for your brain, and that should be motivation enough.
Okay, well, I do the flax thing, and the doctor is thrilled with my cholesterol because we really think that's one of the things that's helped. But anyway, unfortunately, that's all the time we have today. The time went so fast. And Lily, would you, for the questions we didn't get to, would you please write those up and I'll put them in my newsletter?
Oh, I'd be happy to.
That'd be great. And so, again, I want to thank Lily Sarafin so much for being here today. I think this was a wonderful program, and I want to remind you again that to get more information about Lily, just go to homecareassistance.com. And again, that's homecareassistance.com. HappyToOneOhTwo.com. And while you're there, click over to the book, which is called Happy to 102, The Best Kept Secrets of a Long and Happy Life, because I think you will really be pleased with it. And remember, if you have any questions for Lily that you didn't get a chance to ask, please do email them to me at Barbara@AgeWiseLiving.com, and I will put her answers in next week's AgeWise Living newsletter. So again, that's Barbara@AgeWiseLiving.com. Don't forget to get your free copy of my Legal and Financial Organizer. It's a great thing to help you, so please do that. If it go, just go to AgeWiseLiving.com. I want to remind you to tune in next Tuesday morning, which is October 20th at 10 a.m. Eastern, when I'll be interviewing Fritzi Gross-Dion about how to make moms move easier, because remember, the last move is the most difficult one, and it should be an interesting show. So again, that's next Tuesday, October 20th at 10 a.m. Eastern and 7 Pacific. I had a great time today. Again, Lily, thank you so much, and thank our entire audience for listening. I really appreciate it. And until next week, this is your most appreciative host, Barbara Friesner, saying have a terrific week, and carpe diem, seize the day.
We appreciate your joining us for AgeWise Living with host Barbara Friesner. Please tune in again next Tuesday morning at 7 Pacific, 10 Eastern, here on the Voice America Variety Channel.
To the preceding program brought to you on the Voice America Variety Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit VoiceAmericaVariety.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit VoiceAmerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the hosts or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.